AeroMobile.
Address the W2T KB4CBA.
What you up to today?
Messing around a little FTA and waiting on, we're supposed to have a tournament today at the Greenville Country Club, so it started at 11, and now they're saying it might be 12 or 1, which is not good, because I'm supposed to be at a birthday party at 5, my grandson's birthday party, so, I tell ya, and it is freezing cold out there.
It's showing 40 degrees on my thermometer here on the car as I head over to the church. I gotta go over there and set up for handbells in the morning. We plan handbells tomorrow, choir singing tomorrow, so I get to do double duty tomorrow, and then I get to eat a free lunch because we're having lunch at church tomorrow. So. Anyway, but I'm supposed to be on a Zoom meeting that starts in 6 minutes, but I will not make it to that one, as I told people, board of directors meeting, for the House of Delegates meeting for the barbershoppers. So I told them I'd be there in time for the one at 10 o'clock, but that's where things are. Church comes before the barbershoppers, and so that's why I'm headed there first. Of all days. At least it's sun shining out here this morning.
For CPA. Yeah, it looks good out there, but when that breeze hits you, the wind chill's 34 degrees.
Corey, check that out. That's why I'm got a long sleeve shirt on and a semi-heavy jacket. I don't have the heaviest of ones I've got, but you know, this will keep me. And since I'm riding in the car, I don't have to worry about the breeze. And yeah, it's supposed to be cold. So you got a tennis match, and it's supposed to start at maybe 11, maybe 12, maybe 1. Sounds like they don't know what they're.
Greenville Country Club's the home team, so they have to make a decision. And I don't know what kind of equipment they have over there. If they've got, you know, the, because they make equipment that'll dry those clay courts in about 20 minutes. But we had a ton of rain last night, boy, I tell you.
It probably rained last night, but I have no clue what. I was so tired yesterday after all things and spending 2 hours on the phone with AT&T trying to solve a problem with my router for my internet access. And it seems to be working a little bit better this morning, but they've got a new one coming to me, which will get here Monday or Tuesday, whichever day it is. So, and I'll have to install that. Of course, it's not a big deal. I just plug it in, and they've already changed the password on it, so it's the right one. And I just go with my old password, and I'm ready to go. But hopefully, they've got it all fixed up, and it'll be better. So, anyway, that's what yesterday was. After a number of things going on, of course, my microwave died yesterday, which didn't help matters.
Good. Yeah, we depend on our microwave a good bit. I tell you. To heat stuff up.
November Delta 7 Japan.
Yeah, all of those things, David. And good morning, Bob. And I've arrived at the church, so I need to get on inside and get started. I got a lot of preliminary stuff before my helper gets here. I got to get done. Anyway, talk to you both later. W2T. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could get a signal report from you guys to see. I put a different antenna on my truck.
Out here.
Thanks, David. ND7J.
Good, Bob.
Well, how it works in the future. What have you been up to, David?
It's 12:30, and I've been doing mostly FT8 and a little side band, so actually calling Ned at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Early bird, Ned?
40.
No, early bird is on 80 meters. But I'm not sure which one. But there's a few of them around, I know that.
I didn't get but about 4 hours sleep, so I don't know how long I'm going to last. But I can't go back to sleep right now, so I'm just not sleepy, so there's no use trying to lay down.
If you turn on TV, you'll fall asleep in D7J.
Tried that, and it didn't work.
On plans for today. You got anything spectacular happening?
Supposed to be playing tennis in a tournament at 11, but it could be at 12 and it could be at 1. And we're playing the Greenville Country Club. So they're the home team, so they have to decide whether or not we're playing. They're clay courts, and they got wet last night. I don't know how quick they can get them dried. And the wind's going to be gusting up to 45 miles an hour today. It's not exactly tennis weather.
Curve on it.
I've played in a buddy of mine. We played a lot together, and we get out there and the wind would be blowing and the ball, it'd blow the ball all the way across the court and he'd be chasing it down and I'd be chasing it down. We'd both be laughing.
Don't sound like a fun game of tennis to me, but I guess to each his own.
The wind that bothers me is going to be the temperature, because the wind chill right now is 34 and I've got clothing to for that occasion, but I just don't want to get out there. It's just a little bit too cold for me. I can play in the upper 30s, but you know, it gets down that low. It's not much fun.
Well, it's cold here. It was 34 this morning when I checked into the early bird net, and it's probably warmed up a little bit, but we actually had a dusting of snow. And where I'm at right now, the power's out, so all the traffic lights are out, and we're in idiot mode, where we've got the guy in front of us that doesn't know how to drive in these situations. So there you have it.
I usually catch up with one of those in my Mustang. And I got behind a guy from New York the other night, and boy, he was driving crazy.
What traffic pattern here by the airport? This guy in front of me just thought he turned into oncoming traffic and slammed on his brakes. I know exactly what his head was thinking.
Fixed his radio yesterday. It got to where it was dropping out, and I found the ground wire on the antenna, both wires soldered to the circuit board, and it was loose, and so I just cut it and just started over with both of them and re-soldered everything real good. I mean, it seems to be holding up. I'm running 50 watts right now.
Got yourself some trouble? Every now and then you can get lucky on stuff like that. So, all right, listen, I'm going to jump off here, David. I'm just getting on the freeway here, and they got the tunnel of death with all these concrete barriers keeping you where you're supposed to be. Of course, if you got to stop, you got no place to go, so it's the tunnel of death. Have a good morning. Go get you a nap before your tennis match. We'll catch you again. ND7J, 73.
I hope so. You have a good one. Be careful out there. That construction on 26. mess. Anyway, 73s, Bob, we'll talk to you later. ND7J, KB4, CPA, clear.
TA, KO4, NUE.
How you doing, Ken? I had to find the microphone.
How are you doing, David? You doing okay this morning?
Evidently not. I can't remember your name. I tell you, sorry about that, Chad. Me. So, I heard you when you got home last night, you arrived safely, and you live in Campobello. I ride my motorcycle up through there on 11 a good bit.
And I live on Mount Lebanon Road. Probably, as the crow flies, I'd say probably 3/4 of a mile from Holly Springs Elementary School.
I don't know where that is. That really helped me. But I'll take your word for it.
I am probably 8 miles from the junction of Highway 11 and, 14? I believe that's 14, yeah. 414 or 14, I believe it's 14.
Yeah, it would be 14, 11 and 14 intersect. There, that Sphinx station, and there's a restaurant there. And, 414 goes by North Greenville. Well, it depends on which way you go, but anyway. Or you can turn left and go out 414, and it'll take you over to 276.
Man, I heard you and Bob talking. I didn't get much sleep last night either. The thunderstorms rolled in, and then the dogs kept us both awake during the night because thunder just terrifies them. So they're constantly, whining and scratching at the bed wanting to get in because they're scared to death. But just all night, and we're both tired, so we're gonna load up and head to the deer camp and try to enjoy some of this cold weather by the wood stove.
You want to be by a fire or some source of heat. So what is the deer camp?
Is a cabin in the woods, pretty much. How do I describe it? My uncle in the 70s or 80s built a bathhouse on the 12 Mile River. And what I mean by a bathhouse is it's a small building that's got, had two toilets in it because the church would go and get baptized in the 12 Mile River. So he put a bathhouse there so, people would have a place to use the restroom during and after the baptism and all. And it pretty much kind of collapsed years ago, or just got into disrepair years ago. So when COVID hit, the first month of COVID before the vaccine, we lost 3 family members, within an 8-day period. So her mother stays with us, and she is definitely immunocompromised. So we decided to, me and her to separate till we figured out how bad the virus was. I don't mean separate, but if there was an exposure, we kind of needed somewhere to go. So I took the sawmill up there and fixed the place up, put a couple of solar panels on it, and put my ham station up there, and there you go. So it's out in the middle of nowhere, and we go up there and enjoy the peace of quiet.
You fix it up for them to be in quarantine and not have to worry about being exposed. That's a good idea, because it's, I mean, you know, my wife and I both, even though we took precautions with masks and washing hands and all that, we both got it last year, last January, and then before we got our shots, and then we got our shots in March, and then we got a booster in January, I think it was, yeah, this year. And so far so good. So it seems to have calmed down a little bit.
When you have a child still in high school, that's the problem. Both of the boys had moved out and went on to college, but my daughter at the time was still in high school, so the school's required to send you notification if your child has possibly been exposed to COVID. So, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was like every week my daughter was coming home with a letter saying, hey, you know, this student had COVID and you got quarantined for 5 days. So, I know it sounds kind of weird, but not knowing, you know, exactly that much about the virus at the time, me and Anna decided, okay, well, when the daughter comes home with a notification, then we're going to probably need to separate during that quarantine. So at least one parent will make it. That was the thinking. But yeah, that's kind of how that worked. And I ended up doing that quite a few times, as a matter of fact.
Imagine, yeah, our 8-year-old grandson would come home, you know, with notes like that, and they did a lot of their schoolwork on the computer, and sometimes with the teacher, and sometimes the teacher would just, you know, send them the work, and they would do it at home, and everybody stayed home. So, I think, and my wife and I also got the Delta variant too. We both had that, so you know, we've my wife gave blood back in the fall, and she still had antibodies from when she had it in January of last year.
Dad is, he's married to a nurse practitioner, and so they both got it December 24th of 2 years ago. And boy, I'm gonna tell you, that was difficult, because I mean, we'd bring food and lay it on the front step, and you know, it was just, that was tough, you know, to see your dad sick, and he was very sick and couldn't do anything much to help him unless, you know, you made the decision to go ahead and expose yourself, but which eventually we did, but, or had to. I have not contracted it. We've had all of our vaccines, me and my wife, but have not contracted the virus. from the get-go, so we worked hard to do that, but, you know, that's that, I guess.
Mobile.